Now, widespread disruption hit organisations across the world in the second major cyber attack to strike in as many months. Computer systems at a number of Irish offices of international companies are among those infected by this latest cyber attack. Cheryl Baker is head of the Centre for Cybersecurity and Cybercrime Investigation at UCD, and she joins me now. And Cheryl, in layman's terms, can you tell us what happened with this latest ransomware attack?
Okay, you're correct there, Mary. It's another ransomware, which is a type of malware that infects your system and can operate at either a file level or a system level, locks the file or the system until a ransom is paid. The ransomware, which is being called Petya or not Petya, depending on which website or blog site you read, but it's using the same exploit, the Eternal Blue exploit, that the WannaCry ransomware used. Mm. So unpatched systems are the systems that will be vulnerable to this.
Unpatched system. How sophisticated is this attack, first of all?
It's debatable, really, because, I mean, there are some... The attack appears to be directed at specific software systems. There is some infection via a phishing email, but that hasn't really been confirmed, whereas with the WannaCry ransomware, that was mostly via phishing emails. But in this case, it seems to be using updates to specific types of software as the entry route, as the attack vector in. So it looks as though it's a more targeted attack, and there possibly could be a political motive to it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And what is the evidence that leads you to say that?
The evidence is the attack vector, which is that it's using specific software as the entry route, and also the fact that the ransom is relatively small, so it's $300, I believe, is the ransom that the criminals are looking to be paid to unlock the system. So there doesn't seem to be a financial motive or such a strong financial motive to this attack.
So what is the motive?
I don't know. That could be. It's not financial at this stage, but there could be. It could be, sort of political activists.
Yeah.
It could be, there's lots of different political motives that there could be for that. But we're seeing a relatively small impact in Ireland, at least we can say that.
But Cheryl, you said it's been directed at specific software systems. Again, why might that be? Is that sort of the attack or the attacker is saying, we can shape this, we can direct it as we wish?
Possibly, yes. Yeah, there is that to it. Yes, certainly.
And then, of course, there's the bigger fear and how big is this? Is there a nightmare scenario, for example? Let's say, the banking system, our banking system could be attacked. Our bank accounts could be locked out by ransomware. You could have major infrastructural IT systems hit by these attacks. In Ireland, that I couldn't access any of my cash, for example. ATMs locked out. I mean, we're just talking hypothetically, but could that happen?
There is a nightmare scenario where that could well happen. I think businesses are well aware that is a possibility now, large institutions, and they are investing more and more in building up their cyber capability and in sharing information within their business sectors and across business sectors to make sure that everybody is aware of what's coming down the line and working together to cooperate as well as criminals cooperate in this area. I mean, the challenge has always been how to sell investment in a function that's not a direct business generator. But I think as losses incurred from a cyber attack are increasingly affecting the bottom line, then it's become easier to get buy-in at board level. And so we're seeing investment increasing. And so companies are building up their cyber capability and are becoming more effective at monitoring, at looking at the landscape, identifying the threat landscape, and then responding in advance and also having robust response measures if there are cyber attack is in. It does happen. But, I mean, there is always a risk. This is the new risk area, really.
And I wonder how many companies suffer an attack of one sort or another that the layman, you may hear about them, but we certainly never hear about them. And it's not until after an attack like that they put the proper security in place.
Well, I think businesses, particularly businesses that have, you know, hold large amounts of money, customers' money or customer data, I mean, this is what the criminals are looking for. So the criminals are always looking for ways in. It's not as if, you know, that it goes quiet for months and then suddenly we get a big attack. I mean, they're always trying the systems, testing the systems, and trying new ways and methods to be successful in their attempts. I think businesses are under almost a constant attack nowadays.
I'm fascinated as well by the small amount of ransom demand at $300 or thereabouts. Now, this will be paid in Bitcoin.
Yes.
And does that make it more difficult to track down the perpetrators?
It creates anonymity for the perpetrators.
I hate that word too.
So you know they can hide behind this, and therefore it's you know it's almost impossible to find out. Well, pretty much impossible to find out who the perpetrators are. Mm. At the moment, we from what we can see, there's only about $10,000 has been paid into the Bitcoin wallet. So not a huge amount.
Can we insure against this?
Well, businesses can insure. I mean, insurance providers will provide institutions for insurance against data leaks and against business interruption and access to forensic specialists and things like that. So we can, at a large institutional level, you can provide insurance against this and to SMEs as well.
Okay. Cheryl, thank you for joining us. Cheryl Baker, Head of the Centre for Cybersecurity and Cybercrime Investigation at UCD.